You're going to VillainCon, aren't you?
VillainCon!
If I was a minion, that's who I'd want to work for.
Bear news, Lou. The biggest bear news, of course, this week. Why is Lou not picking the Bears for the first time in the history of Lou's Sunday NFL picks?
They kept me from the Swami.
Yeah.
You know, I had 10 Bears lock. Nope, I'm joining the Bear Hating Club of Heather as president, and I am a minion of Bear Hating Heather now.
Well, there's some news for you. A minion of Heather.
We're all Bear-hating Heather.
Bear-hating Heather. We're all minions of Bear-hating Heather. Patrick Mahomes counts to 10. Now, did you see this?
Outstanding.
Mahomes counted to 10 to indicate his draft pick number as he clobbered the Bears. Lou, it was premeditated, I think.
Outstanding move.
It is equivalent of... Brady and Giselle doing the score on Twitter. Lou, in your opinion, who is the most disappointing Bear of the year?
Pagano and Nagy.
Oh, interesting. I'm going with Tariq Cohen. He never found his groove this year, Lou.
Well,
and we needed him. And they're coming to get you, Lou.
There we are. Your ride's here.
So, finally, your prediction of Vikings Bears.
I'm Vikings, man. Although I do want the Bears to go 8-8 and screw up a draft pick, or they'll screw it up anyway. Go Giants!
All right, there's your prediction for Vikings Bears. Lou's Sunday NFL picks. It comes down to three, Lou.
Oh, I had no idea. Who does it come down to?
Kurt St. Cubb, rookie Mr. Wilson, and Bear-hating Heather.
Bear-hating Heather? Well, who are they? Three tied?
No,
I should know this, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I should. Kurt St. Cubb and Mr. Wilson are tied. Bear-hating Heather is 2 points away.
Uh-huh.
From her second championship, Lou.
Uh-huh.
So, the Cowboys in the cellar for the dunce.
Uh-huh.
With Jimmy Wads and Empire Ryan flirting with disaster.
What happened to Guido?
Well, he's in the Dickman.
Ah!
So that's why we'll talk about that. The Dickman division has Bonero on
top. I should know that, shouldn't I?
Yes, Bonero should predict again. And Backer, of course, is the Dickman of the Dickman. But we need to get Guido to be the Dickman of the Dickman. So Backer has to pick again, and he has to pick better. He has to get over 600.
But he doesn't know jack shit about football.
Well, maybe we could just cheat and say he did it. So anyway... And my brother went 6-6, but he's not in the bottom. It's still Backer, so.
Really? 6-6 without a lock? Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
And it's out of 16.
No, last week it was out of 12.
Last week was out of 12.
This week it's 16, big team.
Okay.
All right, Lou, your league of the week. It's the FXFL, the Fall Experimental Football League, which reigned from 2014 to 2015. The 2014 season was cut short with one regular season game and the championship to go. Brooklyn was named the champion at 4-0. The second season began with the Hudson Valley Forts joining the other four, but again the season was cut off with one regular season game to go and no champion named.
This was XFL?
This was FXSL.
FXSL.
The Fall Experimental Football League.
Whoa, we know where that... Now, who bought their equipment?
Who knows, Lou? The 2015 season... Oh, I'm sorry, I did that. The rule differences. They were Wednesday night footballers in 2014. They didn't want to compete against the high schools, the colleges, and the pros.
I should tell you something there.
And all players on each roster were required to play. It was like a YMCA league, Lou.
Okay, all right.
Yeah?
I can see why it didn't finish, but go ahead.
So let us take a look at these teams here. The Brooklyn Bolt slew the Florida Blacktips, whatever that means. The Hudson Valley Forts, the Boston Brawlers, and the Omaha Mammoths slew your favorite team of that pick.
I don't know. I guess I got to go with the Bolts.
The Brooklyn Bolts, the champion Brooklyn Bolts. I'm going with the Florida Blacktips, of course. So each player received $1,000 per game. They could get the potential bonus to $1,250. One team only paid $300 a game in 2015. And Brian Woods, the CEO, lost most of his personal fortune on the league. Lou?
How can a guy that smart to make that much money just piss it away in something? Who told him that was a good idea?
I don't know, Lou. Your question of the week.
I'm all there.
If Lou owned a football team called the Dickmans, what would be their victory cheer?
Go
Bears! Go Bears! Doesn't get any better than that.
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Bear Hate and Heather's Escort Service. When you need to be a minion, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou Minions, you! Happy New Year.